Katie Murphy likes to read other people's diaries every chance she gets. Lucky for her, some people keep their journals online as weblogs or blogs. There's one thing she just doesn't understand. She may like to read blogs, but why would anyone want to write one? With so much concern about privacy these days, why on earth would someone put a chronicle of his or her life on the internet for the whole world to see? Here's Katie.
Do you know what the great thing about reading someone's blog is? You don't have to rifle through an underwear drawer or pick a lock to get at the goods. You just log on to the internet and go to a directory site. I like Blogs Canada and Blogger, but there are tons of them on the net. Let's see what I can find today. Hey, this looks interesting. It's a blog at doublecool.com, and it's written by Todd from Saskatchewan. Todd doesn't seem to post details about his sex life or his work, like some bloggers do, but he sure doesn't shy away from delving into his thoughts and feelings. They're the kind of things that I would tend to keep to myself. Check out this Double Cool entry. Well, my birthday has come and gone, and I'm now 34. Often, though, I still feel like I'm 18 and overwhelmed by the world. He says, I thought when I reached this age that I'd feel like an adult, whatever that means. Maybe it's because I don't have any children, but sometimes I feel as though my parents are on vacation, and sooner or later they're going to come home. Wow, Todd, that's deep. Not that I would feel comfortable admitting it to the whole world, but I feel the same way. You go, Todd. Well, Todd seems like someone I can relate to. It seems like a good place to start, so I'll just send him an email. He gets back to me pretty quickly, and after a couple of electronic exchanges, I ask if I can actually talk to him, and he agrees. So, I called him up.
Hello.
Hi, is Todd there, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Todd. This is Katie calling. I don't know if you're...
It's strange, but I immediately feel comfortable talking to Todd, almost as if by reading his blog I've gotten to know him a little. I ask him what motivates him to keep an online journal.
Sometimes I find it helps me work through things in my own mind. If, for example, if I'm not really quite sure how I feel about something, writing sort of my feelings down on the page or on the screen, I guess, it sort of helps clarify things in my own mind. So, I mean, that to me is a big part of it. It's a lot like keeping, like I said, keeping a journal, being able to sort of see your own ideas down on paper and be able to understand.
So what you're saying is the blogging is a way for you to explore your own thoughts and feelings. That makes sense, I guess. Thanks, Todd.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I've heard a lot about the benefits of journaling. Self-discovery, problem-solving, and increasing creativity. So blogging is basically high-tech journaling with a huge potential audience. And that's the part that I don't understand. If I kept a diary, I sure wouldn't want the whole world to read it. So why do bloggers do it? Well, it's time to surf my way to some answers. So I hit the web again. Fairly quickly, I find a very entertaining blog called Lectures on Everything. The author is Darren Staffin, and he's from Regina. Darren writes about his life, sort of, but it's a life viewed through funny colored glasses. Listen to this. Those of you who know me know that I am chronically late for everything. In fact, after I'm dead, I'm positive people will refer to me as the late Darren Staffin. Anyway, he says, I went for a job interview today and was told I was early. 2 weeks early. After reading that, I know I've got to meet him. I just hope he's on time. Darren agrees to meet me at the coffee shop where he works. And between grinds, he finds a few minutes to talk about what motivates him to blog.
There's a great quote by C.S. Lewis, which I don't remember. It's something about friendship, and it's like, you know, true friends are born when someone says, you too, I thought I was the only one. That's not one of the things that personally drives me. It's kind of putting things out there, I guess, for public consumption, and people can kind of take it or leave it. And most people leave it.
Darren says that he wants to entertain people with his blog. It's a way for him to express himself. And he says that a lot of bloggers are really good writers that otherwise wouldn't be able to find an audience. Thanks for the coffee, Darren, but I've got to do some more digging. Adios. Well, self-expression is a good thing. I can definitely get behind that. But it still seems strange to me. The idea that a journal, which is a basically private undertaking, would be offered up for the whole world to read. I need clarity. I need perspective. I need an expert. Lucky for me, after a little more searching, I find one, and he's practically on my back door. Alec Kouros is coordinator of instructional technologies at the University of Regina. If you like, you can find him by Googling Canadian sites for educational blog. Alec is probably the closest thing to a professional blogger you're likely to find around here. His blog isn't really personal. It's more of a collection of information, with tips and insights about the internet and computer technology. When I call Professor Kouros, he says his door is always open, so I hit the road, and I head straight for his campus office. Wow, look at all the software packages, and look at all the books. They're on everything from education and psychology to the internet and computer tech. I have a feeling I could ask him just about anything about the internet, and he'd probably have a good answer. But today, I'm on a mission. So I ask him what he thinks motivates bloggers to invite the world to read their diaries.
When you start to think about why people would blog in the first place, that blanket email or that blanket message to people, to connect to people, to want to know that there's someone to talk to that shares your interests. In a sense, blogging is sort of a blanket email that you send out and see if you get any response. So it's you know, this is my life. Is anyone out there interested?
Okay, so basically, people may blog for introspection or self-expression or for 100 different reasons, but really what they're trying to do is connect with people, people from anywhere and everywhere. That helps a lot. Thanks, Professor Kouros. I'm home again, and I have to admit that I was wrong about the whole blogging thing. There's nothing wrong with trying to connect with people, and blogging really isn't that weird of a way to do it.
Hello, hello. Is there anybody in there?
In fact, I've decided I want to start my own blog, although I'm not really sure what I'm going to put in it.
Is there anyone home?
For CBC Radio, this is Katie Murphy in cyberspace. Here goes. This is my first entry in my blog, and I think I'm a pretty boring person, really, so you'll all have to bear with me. But, basically, I live in Saskatchewan.